Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Kill babies and sell their body parts.
For many of us, this idea of transgenderism seems brand new.
It is man!
But the movement we are seeing today was born 100 years ago. The founding fathers of this transgender movement were of the same culture as the eugenics crowd. The media push for transgenderism happened 60 years before Bruce Caitlyn Jenner. In 1952, George Jorgensen became the first American to undergo a sex change operation. After learning about the procedure in the U.S. Army, he went to Denmark, where he was given special permissions from the Danish Minister of Justice to undergo several sexual reassignment operations. George Jorgensen became Christine Jorgensen and was instantly taken in by Hollywood and made an advocate for the transgender community. Her influence through pop culture made transgenderism and sex change operations more normal and acceptable. We then see it in the universities. Gender identity research began in 1962 at UCLA, and the gender identity clinic at Johns Hopkins was performing sex reassignment surgeries by the late 1960s. In 1969, the Marshall-Tanner study created the term precocious puberty, which is defined as a disorder and diagnosed when a child shows signs of puberty too soon. According to the study, too soon is age 8 for girls and age 9 for boys. Precocious puberty doesn't physically harm the child, and yet it was considered a disorder. Just 2 years later came the discovery of gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, what we know today as puberty blockers. And it was immediately prescribed to those diagnosed with precocious puberty to halt the natural hormonal process in their bodies. And why? Because two men wrote a paper that suggested it was emotionally bad for children to undergo puberty before everyone else. In 1980, the American Psychiatric Association's APA added gender identity disorder into the DSM-3, which opened the coffers of taxpayer healthcare funds to pay for sexual reassignment costs. Without FDA approval or any studies on the drug's long-term effects, they are injecting Lupron and other brands of puberty blockers into children, and doctors are being paid to prescribe them. In 2001, the makers of Lupron paid an $875 million settlement to the Department of Justice for giving illegal kickbacks to doctors in exchange for prescribing Lupron to their patients. This company is now the sixth largest independent biotech company in the world, with a revenue of over $32 billion in 2018. The company is also connected with the Clinton Global Initiative and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In 2007, Boston Children's Hospital began transitioning children as young as 3 years old. From 2000 to 2014, gender-affirming surgeries have increased fourfold and up another 20% the next 2 years. Private funding of transgender issues increased eightfold during this time. From the Pritzker family, George Soros, Warren Buffett, and others. The Department of State has allocated over $30 million of taxpayers' money to advance this agenda. Planned Parenthood is now the second largest provider.
Okay, folks, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with David Icke. But, I mean, look at that report Greg Reese just put out. And that's banned on YouTube, banned everywhere. We're not going to see that anywhere but banned.video. It's so important. Castration Incorporated, Planned Parenthood, and the business of transgenderism. That needs to be seen by everybody on the planet, especially people with children being targeted by this post-human agenda. David Icke has been on the forefront as a vanguard exposing all this, and we'll talk to him in 60 seconds. Please tell.
Who is Alex Jones? Mainstream media calls him a conspiracy theorist, fake news, crazy, and worst of all, a fear monger. But the only thing to truly fear is missing out on all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday, 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 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points for InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday sale. 50% off your favorites like Survival Shield X2 and X3. 50% off of Brain Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus. Remember when we had llamas? This Black Friday, Friday, Friday. Don't have fear of missing out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 50% off, free shipping, and triple, that's right, triple Patriot points only this Black Friday at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fear of missing out is a serious condition that can only be treated by going to InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Before there was Alex Jones on the scene, there was David Icke, I remember. He blasted on the scene in the early 1990s. He'd been a top British broadcasting host of their morning shows, nighttime shows, sports programs. I mean, he was a mainstay of the UK and really around the world. And then he had Saul on the road to Damascus moment, hit by that bolt of light and suddenly saw a whole different paradigm view of the universe. And I would read the things David Icke was saying just a few years before I even got on air. And I thought, well, this is just too far out. But then as I personally just researched from the news and from white papers and from what was admitted, as time went on, it more and more lined up with what David Icke had been saying as the future became the present. And so I know this now. Whoever's running this, whatever it is, it's anti-human, and it's telling us humans are a disease and bad, and we need to be taken off the planet, and that a post-human world is about to be here, and that only those that merge with machines will be part of the future. Now, Ray Kurzweil said that 30 years ago, and other transhumanists said that come out of the eugenics movement, that created the whole movement with the trans agenda, to give up our humanity. But as we go down this road and as it becomes out in the open, as it emerges, as David Icke said so long ago it would finally do, we learn that it is definitely poisonous. It's definitely making our lifespan go down. It's making us be completely mentally ill. It's causing us to have all these diseases. It's causing us to be hateful. It's causing suicide to explode. And everything they're doing, the white papers come out from Bayer Pharmaceutical and Monsanto and others that they knowingly put out glyphosate to cause massive cancer in women. They knowingly put fluoride in the water to lower IQ and destroy fertility. It's now all admitted. They knowingly do all of this to stun us like a spider bites its prey, but just enough to stun it, then it winds it up, waits for the poison over the next few days to liquefy its insides, and then sucks it all out. Well, the spider is now moving towards us to finish the meal. And that's how David Icke described it, as a spider at the center of the web. So I want to cover the waterfront today. He's been on hiatus, writing books, making films. I was saying, hey, you haven't been on in a couple of years. Why? He said, I've just had my head down. Well, he's here now, and hopefully he'll come back again soon, because 2 hours with the breaks is not enough to cover every angle. Now, I didn't know where he'd go with hundreds of pieces of this puzzle. But he said the global corporate climate takeover and transgenderism as the gateway to transhumanism, which was in my stack as the first thing I was going to bring up, knowing how key it is without even talking to David. So we're on the same page there. But just big picture, the globalist Elon Musk was challenging this, saying, beware those who worship AI gods and they want to get rid of humans. Now he says, oh, take brain chips. They're coming out next year. Put them in your kids. You're going to get to see the other dimensions. You'll be able to see these entities. And he's tweeting images of demons and owls. And this is a Silicon Valley cult that admits now that they believe that through DMT they're in contact with these other realms and entities. So all of these things you talked about almost 30 years ago are now coming to the surface, David Icke. So whether it's truly real or not, or whether it's some genetic mass hallucination with the inbred elites and a product of that, it's still real. So David Icke, that's my intro. DavidIcke.com, your new book is out as well. I can't wait to read it. The Trigger, the explosive new book by David Icke, now available. Thank you so much for joining us. You'll have the floor for the next hour and 50 minutes. Where would you like to start?
Well, Alex, nice to talk to you again. Glad you're still going after all the bans, etc. And we have to keep going because it's starting to dawn on people for the first time in many cases that the scale of what's going on is absolutely vast. And so often people look at the news and they look at world events and they will research this or they research that, all of which needs doing. But there's still dots within a vast picture. And once you realize what that picture is, then all the dots fall into place. And I have this phrase I use, know the outcome and you'll see the journey. And if we can uncover what the outcome is planned to be, then suddenly everything that happens daily in the world that appears to be, to most people, random and happening in and of itself, suddenly, once you know what the planned outcome is, become very clear and blatant steps towards that outcome. And so if we look at the big picture, and again, you know, as you say, I've been saying this for a very, very long time and being ridiculed for it because, you know, if you're going to be a relatively few and you are going to control billions and you are going to direct the society of billions, you have to control the perceptions of the billions because from perception comes behavior. You want to control behavior, you control perception. And how do you control perception? How do we form perceptions? We form perceptions from information received. It could be a personal experience. It could be the 10 o'clock news, a Facebook post. It's information received. We form our perceptions. From our perceptions come our behavior. So in that sequence, first and foremost, control information. That's what all this censorship's about, and all the bans and all the suppression. And it's also what the education system is about, which is a massive perceptual programming operation, which starts at a very young age, continues through all the formative years of young people. This is where all the woke stuff is coming out of, and then continues through mainstream sources for the rest of a person's life. A human life is actually a perceptual download of the official version of everything. And the reason I say that in relation to what we're talking about is the narrow band of information, perception that we're given, what I call the postage stamp consensus, only allows for a tiny, tiny span of possibility. And if you stay within that postage stamp of possibility, the real world, mate, then you're all right. You're intelligent. You are always a good mind. Oh, yeah, he's an intelligent man, he is. But you step off that postage stamp and you start exploring information and areas of life and society that are beyond the postage stamp, i.e. people like me saying, actually, behind all this is a non-human force. And postage stamp perception will, by reflex action, just like pressing enter on a computer,
will defend the status quo. We've got to go to break, but before I even talk to you, we didn't do any pre-interview, David. I said I want you up front to go to the end, and as you're saying, it's critical to go to the end first. So when we come back, I hope you'll go to the end, and then we'll go back to the beginning as best your knowledge is. But now it's everybody knows this is a non-human force, whatever it is, and it's out to kill us. So we got 45 seconds. Please continue.
So people like me, therefore, all these decades, have been ridiculed and dismissed for talking about a non-human force being behind all this. And a lot of people who've ridiculed me have been those that follow the Bible and talk about demons. You've got the Islamic belief system who talk about the jinn. You've got the Gnostics belief system that talks about the archons. You've got the Zulu belief system that talks about the Chitahuri. These are all different names for this non-human force that's
Stay there. Let's talk about the enemy when we come.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is December 3rd, 2019, on this live worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and David Icke is our guest here today, and he's got the floor here to talk about this non-human force that now has the planetary controllers openly saying they're building a post-human world, ladies and gentlemen. A post-human world, and that humans are bad, and the environmental movement is going to save the Earth from the humans, and that all that's going to be left is humans that give up their original form. David Icke, thank you for joining us. DavidIcke.com, please continue.
Pleasure. Well, what I've been talking about for the best part of 30 years in terms of this subject is the fact that you can track this in different cultures. This is one of the very compelling things about all this. When you look at the accounts and the legends and the stories from different cultures all around the world, this same common theme is there again and again and again, under different names, but the theme is the same, that a non-human force came in and started to hijack the human world. And their plan is to assimilate human consciousness into itself. And so, you know, I hear people talk about AI this and AI that and AI the other. I very rarely hear anyone say, but what is AI? What is it? Oh, it's artificial intelligence. Yeah, but what does that mean? There are different levels. Obviously, there's algorithmic artificial intelligence. There's what they call learning artificial intelligence. But what I've been saying for years and years and years is there's one level of this artificial intelligence that is actually the force that I'm talking about. And so when you have Ray Kurzweil, as you've mentioned, and others, the utter fraud, by the way, Elon Musk, we could talk about him a bit more later, maybe. And certainly Kurzweil talks about, by 2030, he gives that time period, humans will start to have their brains connected to AI. And the reason that they're so open about it is the sales pitch. The sales pitch is we'll become superhuman. We will not. We will become subhuman and posthuman. Because once AI is connected to the human brain, and Kurzweil's very open about this, AI will do more and more and more of human thinking, he says, until human thinking as we know it now is negligible, in the end, gone. And what I've just described, just by quoting him, is the assimilation of human consciousness, the end of the human mind as we know it. So instead of having to manipulate information to dictate perception, which dictates behavior, through this AI connection, there'll be no need for any of that because our thoughts and what passed were then, our emotional responses, will be coming direct This is what it's all about. And what's happened is what I call the totalitarian tiptoe, step by step by step. We have been infiltrated by artificial intelligence, which is doing more and more of what humans used to do, taking over more and more of human society. And, of course, people like me, I'm 67, born in 1952, I have a radar. I know what it was like before, and I can see what it's like now in comparison. The young people and the kids being born today, this is all they know. This is reality to them, this technological AI insanity. And the idea was why they're targeting the young, why they've got the young addicted to smartphones, which they hold, then addicted to things on their body, like your smart watches and your Bluetooth and all the rest of it. And the next stage, which is already underway, getting in the body, this step by step by step, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, kitty technique, is because the young people that they're targeting now will be the adults when they want to bring this in full blown. And they want the young so addicted to technology that they will accept the outcome.
Because
that,
they've got to get the next version. And let's talk about that, because this is all admitted now. You talked about it 30 years ago. I talked about it 25 years ago. It's all admitted that they're making humans obsolete, and that the AI is already making all the decisions. It doesn't ask. It interfaces from the phone into your car, tells you when you need gas, even before the car blinks on and tells you you need gas. People don't know how to do math anymore. People don't know how to communicate. The language is shrinking. We're dying. This isn't empowering us like Elon Musk says it will. It's killing us. And he said just a few months ago, he said, the AI won't take over your brain right away, and then started laughing. His eyes are all whacked out. His pupils are giant. Tim Cook's pupils are giant. I know a lot of military's already gotten brain chips. I told people that 15 years ago. It was declassified 10 years ago. From the intel I've got, a lot of these guys already have chips and are also on a lot of drugs, and that goes into the whole culture of Silicon Valley and convincing people to give up their humanity.
Well, Elon Musk is a total fraud. I've been pointing him out for a long time. You know, when you come out and you say that AI could be the end of humanity, brackets, true, and then you start a company called Neuralink to connect the human brain to computers, when this smart grid, which is what the human mind and technology and everything through the Internet of Things, etc., is designed to be connected to, this smart grid is absolutely essential to this AI takeover of the human mind. It's all connected. And if you are going to have a global grid, a global bubble, artificial bubble, which you are going to connect everyone to, then things like Wi-Fi and the Internet have to be on every inch of the planet. It has to be. No one excluded. That's the idea of this grid.
And this is the site of the AI system that interfaces the humans and absorbs us. And Google admitted when they were founded 25 years ago, their plan was to build an AI-human interface where we are part of the AI, just as Arthur C. Clarke envisioned. And then he wrote Childhood's End about us being uploaded into the mothership but giving up our bodies. And now they're saying Childhood's End is real and that that's the plan they want us to carry out.
Yeah, I mean, this wasn't decided yesterday. Of course, it goes way, 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 way back into what we perceive as history. But where I was going with this is that the only way you're going to cover the entire planet with the cloud, as Kurzweil calls it, is from space. And here we have the same Elon Musk through his SpaceX that's sending up all the satellites.
Stay there, David Icke. You're on fire, David Icke.
The
Anti-Defamation League is one of the most powerful globalist, leftist, anti-American organizations on the face of the planet. And they have declared that InfoWars is public enemy number one. They gave Tim Cook of Apple an award specifically for deplatforming me to make sure that tens of millions of people could not hear the show. And now they've had Sacha Baron Cohen come out and call for the arrest of big tech heads that do not turn full control over to the globalist ADL, and they've called for a complete purge of anyone promoting Americana. We are being demoralized, we are being conquered, and the enemy wants to shut InfoWars down because they understand that we've got their number and know how to defeat their paradigm. You have helped keep us on the air, but now the attacks are more insane than ever. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com during Black Friday for the biggest sales of the year and fund the InfoWar. Please take action.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm not normally standing on my feet when I have a guest on, but more and more I'm standing up during the broadcast to symbolize that we're not in Kansas anymore. The fight for human consciousness, the war on for our mind, is intensifying. David Icke is here. DavidIcke.com needs an introduction. He's laying out the total takeover, the post-human world, the addiction to the phones, the devices, like a face sucker now entering our body. All the major sites, all the major tech companies are coming out with competing brain chips. Facebook, Google, they've already got the devices in our homes spying on us. Suddenly, they admit what we were telling you decades ago, they would put these devices in your homes and then spy on you. And it's all admitted. Now they've moved on to brain chips for you and your family. Now pedophilia is being normalized. What's it all about? David Icke pioneered exposing the pedophilia running the British government and how it was spreading worldwide. Now that's all out in the open. I want him to lay it out for you here today and how we can reverse this. And there is a huge awakening. There isn't just evil in the universe. There's good. And so how do we expose this and fight this? And what is the good path into the future versus where this non-human, anti-human force wants to take us? Where is that place versus where we could go? David Icke.
Well, to just finish what I was saying before the break, Alex, about Elon Musk. If you're going to cover every inch of the planet with this cloud, which you're going to connect the human brain to, then you've got to do it from space. And it's Elon Musk again, who through SpaceX is putting all these satellites up. And there's meant to be tens of thousands of them eventually that are beaming Wi-Fi and 5G at the entirety of the planet. And the end game in all this is to create a technological sub-reality which humans are connected to and will be no more than computer terminals on this internet. And the this manufactured internet of control, the smart grid. And one of the other things that I've been saying over the years is that this non-human force operates beyond the human frequency band. Because, again, if you just take the postage stamp consensus version of possibility that we're given from cradle to grave, then people will think that when they look through their eyes, they're seeing everything there is in the space they're looking at. They're not. It's tiny, the band of frequency that we have for visual sight. Tiny. According to mainstream science, the electromagnetic spectrum is 0.005% of what exists in the universe. Visible light, which is the only tiny band of frequency that we can see, is a smear of the 0.005%. So the virtual entirety of existence, in infinite existence, is denied to us. We cannot see it because this vehicle will not decode it. It's like being tuned to a radio or television station, and it can see and experience only that station. I can't switch the channel. We can, but most people don't. And this force is operating outside of the human frequency band. And so to manipulate within the human frequency band, they've had to create a network of bloodlines and secret societies to manipulate human society on behalf of this force. And this is what the Satanists are interacting with in their rituals. They're interacting with this non-human force operating outside the human frequency band. And so when people talk about bloodlines, and of course royalty goes back, I mean, royalty. What is royalty? Oh, it's bloodline. All right. What's aristocracy? Oh, it's bloodline. What does that mean? Oh, it means they interbreed. Yeah, but why do they interbreed? Why have these bloodlines been so obsessed with interbreeding since the ancient world? For a long time, they called it royal and aristocratic. They still do in Britain, staggeringly. We have a head of state in Britain, the Queen, and her Adams family children.
And David, let me briefly interject on this. We now know what was hypothesized hundreds of years ago, that birds, insects, but also humans have cone cells in the brain that are able to pick up the magnetic line. So that's how geese can fly north in the summer, south in the winter. That's how hummingbirds can fly from North America, 3,000 miles, 4,000 miles to South America along those magnetic lines. And so the royalty is interbreeding to, again, develop receptors in the brain that are already there, but to intensify those to pick up a certain interdimensional frequency. And the reason I say this is studying Skull and Bones, reading secret documents that Anthony Sutton got from Charlotte Isserby and others. That's why they're doing this. They believe, you know, they call it spiritualism, that they're interfacing with these entities. But really, it's, again, just electromagnetic through this galactic internet. And you're absolutely right that now the globalists admit that they are communicating with entities more and more. And they're rolling it out at the university research level. And people taking DMT and other drugs intravenously are going in and now mapping these dimensions. And now they're trying to externalize that method that I heard about when I was a kid, because I just happened to meet at the dinner table with some researchers that had been involved in it, and they were telling my parents about it. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I'm a kid hearing about this, and it just sounds completely fantastical. Then you forget about it for a long time. But my parents had some friends that were in research science in San Francisco, and that seems to be one of the main epicenters of the research in this post-human world. So you're talking about all this, but now they say they want a post-human world. Now they say humanity's about to be obsolete, NBC News. They now say we're going to merge with the machines. They now say that we are the robots. So yes, this is their admitted plan. So I wanted to ask you, why are they now suddenly admitting so much of the plan after denying it for so long? And as you said, they're putting in the 5G systems that literally will slowly kill our humanity while they control us as biological androids.
Well, what they've done with the technological agenda is that they are selling it as a wonderful thing. You know, the more and more we allow technology to become part of us, the more we'll be like gods and all this nonsense. It's the sales pitch. There comes a point where you can't hide it anymore because it's so obvious. So you, for a long time, you keep your plans secret because you don't want to give people a long period of preparation of knowing where it's going.
It's a form of resistance.
Obviously, yeah. So what you then do is you get close to your end game. And when you get close to your end game, so many things are going into place that really anyone with half a brain cell on active duty could see it. So what you do when it becomes visible, because it has to be if it's going to become what society is, then you start selling it as a good thing and a wonderful thing. This is why we've had this shift. It's selling this Orwellian technological nightmare as a wonderful thing. And another part of this. The Green Party in Britain had its conference a few weeks ago, and some people in the Green Party, only a few unfortunately, wanted a debate at that conference on 5G, and the Green Party hierarchy turned it down. And when one or two of the people protested outside that this debate had been denied, a security guard came out and said that if they didn't go away, that they'd call the police. Now, this is where the green movement has gone now. It's become the climate.
By the way, you were the leader of that, 30-some years ago. Stay there, David Icke. When we come back, we're going to lay this out, the compartmentalization and where the globalist endgame goes, the post-human endgame. Even if you don't believe it's aliens, folks, or interdimensionals, whatever you want to call them, the globalists say the post-human world's here and that you're all dead and I'm dead while they slowly kill us. Well, I'm angry and I'm awake and I'm going to do something about it. What are you going to do? David Icke's our guest, DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is not a simulation. This is not a drill. Or as I've said, the simulation is real. That all these big top CEOs, the head of Bank of America came out 2 years ago and said, this is all a simulation. Something's holding it in place. We're enslaved by something. And they've got the dark matter studies and the mathematic equation showing that there's a force many times more powerful than this reality holding it in place artificially. What's really going on? I read David Icke books, I don't know, like 26, 27 years ago, where he was talking about just that. So whatever humans can theoretically think of, we end up finding out actually exist. What a wild universe. Who are the players? Well, the ruling class have a good idea who the players are, and they're keeping us away from knowing that. But all the ancient cultures and the Bible, the Old and New Testament, give you a pretty clear idea, and it matches up with what other cultures said. And now, towards the end game, world government, mark of the beast, the Chinese Communist Social Score, the UN came out, it's in Reuters today, and said the Chinese communists are running the global standardization of face scanning for a world ID to access the Internet. And all this stuff's been building very slowly, but now more's happening in a week than would happen in 6 months. Then more's going to happen in a day than would happen in a year. It's a quickening. It's an acceleration. David Icke's here. Now, listen. You need to get his books. They'll definitely get people thinking. I'm not even saying I agree with all of it, but I'm very, very open to it because I respect David Icke. And I'd say about 90% of what he's talked about has turned out to be accurate. He is a maverick, a man before his time. That's coming to you from somebody who's a man before his time. Obviously, you're an audience of activists before your time. We aren't just following globalist scripts. We are the vanguard, and we need to remember that and understand that. So The Trigger, the explosive new book by David Icke, is available at davidicke.com. We'll talk more about that in the next hour with him. Please don't forget, we've got Cyber Monday, speaking of cyber, sales going right now. These are the biggest sales of the year so far, and we've got 15 new bumper stickers in. Every order gets an assortment of those to help spread the word and help trigger the leftist and control freaks. And we've got just huge sales with 3 bottles of Brain Force Plus, the great healthy nootropic, with DNA Force Plus, 50% off, that cleans out your cells, helps your telomeres last longer, DNA Force with PQQ, CoQ10, Survival Shield X2 and X3, get that 50% off, the free bottle of Brain Force Plus. And then all these other products are back in stock. Krill oil, the highest quality, wow, talk about psychedelic. Ultra 12, the great B12 back in stock, the new Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste, without the fluoride, so critical for you and your family. Chill Force back in stock. Turbo Force Body, 50% off. I'm not going to go through it all. Just check it out today, InfoWarsStore.com. Because they are trying to shut us down, as you've seen. They're really pissed off that you keep spreading the word. Because they know as their plan emerges, as it all gets admitted, world government, pedophilia as the world religion, vampirism, Satanism, out in the open. As all of this comes out, as the Epstein comes out, as all the royal family devil worship comes out, the Jimmy Savile stuff comes out, as it all comes out, our credibility's got to go up. So they've got to have us silenced or a forgotten, or they need to silence us so they can build a straw man and put words in our mouth. But we're not silenced. David Icke isn't silenced. So, David, please continue with the big agenda, where they're taking us, and how we counter it. And then I want to get into the Satanism, the pedophilia, the royal family, because you've been a trailblazer exposing that.
Yeah, well, as I was saying before the break, the Green Party doesn't want to know, and the climate cult in general, which is what the Green Party has become, unfortunately, they don't want to know about challenging 5G and this whole technological agenda.
And the break interrupted you, and so did I. Go back to the some people wanted to raise it at the conference, so they were threatening to call the police on them. The environmentalists now want radiation. They want 5G. Top environmentalists say, get rid of humans. Radiation's good.
Well, the reason that they are supporting this stuff is that it is being sold to them as a way of overcoming climate change and saving the planet. And this whole climate hoax is a fundamental key to the justification of almost everything. Not just this whole technological agenda, but what goes with it, which is the centralization of global power over the fine detail of our lives. And so you need an excuse to centralize power to dictate the fine detail of people's lives. And this climate hoax is what they've chosen to do it through. So if you start looking now as this climate cult agenda gets faster and faster and more expansive, all the different elements that this cult wants, the big cult wants, the global cult wants, are being justified by saving the planet from climate change, not least massive centralization of power. And what's happened, and we'll go back to this postage stamp consensus. Recent generations have had that postage stamp squeezed and squeezed as they've gone through the education system or what passes for it. And not only have they had their perceptions of reality, the world, etc., downloaded, there has been a political agenda relating not least to the climate cult and all that they want to unfold because of it, that's been going through the schools. The sexuality, the gender agenda is going through the schools as well, being forced on kids. And what we're now seeing...
It's totally massive in public schools, private schools, colleges, down to five-year-olds in kindergarten, teaching children to masturbate, sexualizing them, men in girls' restrooms. What is the end game of this full-on assault?
Well, this is an expression of this squeezing of the postage stamp. They are indoctrinating and manipulating the minds of the young to have a perception of reality that absolutely suits where they want the world to go. And therefore, in the end, the young people come out of the education system and they become adults, and they go into things like politics. There's no greater example of an outcome of this programming than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her Green New Deal. What the Green New Deal is demanding, and what the Extinction Rebellion organization that shut streets in London and around the world is demanding, which is the same, is the centralization of power over every area of people's lives on the basis of saving the planet.
And they admit that AI will manage and watch every human activity to save the Earth. So it's a global problem, a global solution, a global tax with global surveillance to then selectively cut off individuals and groups' energy that don't comply with all the other demands of the social credit score.
Yeah, and it's all... A mind game. It's all about manipulating and imposing a perception, because from perception comes everything else. So when you're trying to manipulate the young, and crucially, not least, this is happening through the climate hoax, divide the young from older people, another level, another fault line of divide and rule. So you bring in a young person, Greta Thunberg, and you turn her into some kind of martyr god who calls on kids around the world to strike over the climate.
And they she's very Hitlerian, big, huge, creepy murals, and you better do this. We're going to make you pay for what you've done to us.
But the idea is you get a young person to focus the attention of young people. And for me, Greta Thunberg has been extraordinarily abused and goes on being abused and exploited by using her, and that's the form of abuse I'm talking about, by using her as a political tool to bring about an agenda. So all this is going on, and the outcome is designed to be a global Marxist stroke fascist.
And let's
state.
Go to that. Let's talk about where they're taking us in the end game, where they admit they're taking us, and how we counter that in this next hour with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. His new book, The Trigger. I can't wait to read it. You should get it. You should give it to friends and family. You should wake people up. That's the number one mission. It's not work. It's the animating contest of liberty. It's survival.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of
tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.